Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I want to welcome you to the August 28th Woodway City Council meeting. Thank you all so much for being here. I know we have a full house this afternoon, so for those of you who are in the hallway, if you see an open seat in here, I don't think there's any, but please feel free to come in and grab a seat. Hopefully you can hear us out there. Well, I want to welcome everybody. I want to thank you for being here, to all of our guests, council, and staff. Thank you so much for your attendance this evening. The time is now 5:31, so I will open the City Council meeting at this time. The first item on the agenda is our invocation. So if you would, I'm going to pass it over to Councilwoman Gilman, if you wouldn't mind leading us in prayer this evening.
All right, would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of meeting together openly without fear in this great United States of America, in this great state of Texas, and in this great community of Woodway. Your word in Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Thank you, Lord, for the rain we received yesterday. It is greatly appreciated, and we sure could use some more, as well as a break from the heat. Every time we hear the shootings and unrest, our hearts are heavy for the people involved. Be with the families in Jacksonville, Florida, and be their comforter, Lord, in their loss of loved ones. Please protect our families from violence here in Waco and Woodway and surrounding communities. Guide us tonight as we discuss matters with regard to our city, and help us to seek that which is moral and rational. May our motivation in every conversation and decision be for the good of the residents of Woodway and not for our own personal gain and purposes. Bring unity where there is discord or misunderstanding, and peace where there is unrest. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Councilwoman. Next, we're going to give pledge to our flag. So if you are able, if you would please rise as we say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have a presentation this afternoon. Item number 3 is the special presentation to City of Woodway retiree, Mr. Walter Will. Mr. Will, are you here? There you are, sir.
All right.
Mr. Will, if you'll come to the front here.
Don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. We want to celebrate you, sir. So
right up here. Will on the phone. So we take your picture.
So this is
what it's going to be. You look great. Thank you for being here. Folks, this is Walter Will. Walter Will is a 15-year veteran of the City of Woodway. He's retired today. Now, Walter, I know you're a little teary eyed, so don't lose it on me, because I'll start crying too. Thank you so much for all that you've done for the city. Thank you for 15 years of faithful service. Thank you for being a light in the community and for always bringing your best every day. Mr. Davidson, I think he's won 15 workplace awards, 20, 30. So we're so grateful. We're so thankful for all that you've done for the city, and we have a little token of our appreciation, which I know doesn't compare to all you've done for us, but this is a clock, and it's got an inscription on it. It has your name, and it says, "With sincere appreciation and gratitude for your loyal and dedicated service to the City of Woodway, congratulations and best wishes on your retirement, 2008. 2023.
Faithful service. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me here.
or a misplace. Thank you so much.
That's great. Thank you. Oh, yeah, we have the box too. All right. Folks, thank you so much for honoring Mr. Will. He really was a terrific employee, and we have lots of those at Woodway as well. Item number four is our public comment time, and this is where the City Council invites citizens to address the council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to the public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts, and I'll let everybody know when we're there. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The City Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that is not listed on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address, and if speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. So if you grab the copy of the agenda, if there's something you'd like to speak on, just let us know which agenda item it is, and then you can address it. I just want to say a quick word before we get started tonight. This is different than we've done in the prior meetings, and the reason for that is to give people an opportunity to speak and not have to wait long amounts of time. And last time we had some folks who weren't able to speak because they had to wait so long. Some of you are back. Thank you. This is your chance to speak on any agenda item that's listed. You can talk about whatever you wish on the agenda, but this is it. This is your time to speak. So I want to make it clear to everybody, please, if you'd like to address us, use this time, because we won't have another opportunity until we get to public hearing, and then we can only talk about that specific item. So I just want to be clear, now is your chance to address us, and we really appreciate your cooperation and your understanding. Thank you. Okay, at this time, I'll open the public hearing. So if you would like to address council, please come up to the podium here. And just a reminder, we are being recorded now, and our recordings will be listed on the website. So, yes, sir. Thank you for being here.
Yes, I'm Richard Hess, 7600 Old McGregor Road. First item is proposed community center. The city plans to indicate a new building costing about $6.7 million. The new building would only add about 2,000 square feet of usable space. It appears that the plan is not senior citizen friendly. The proposed 4 handicapped parking spaces are not adequate for a building in which larger groups of seniors are the most likely users during the day. Also, the most used rooms appear to be in the back of the facility. The current building is more user friendly to seniors. And I was told that in addition to the existing building, adding about 14,000 square feet could be completed for about $3 million. Remember that the citizens represent over 40% of the city population and are the group most likely to use it more often. Okay, second, the city budget indicates an income from about $5 million in reserves and surplus of about $75,000. Insured deposits are currently available for 4 to 5% or more, which would provide an income of over $200,000 on those funds. I'm sure most of you are familiar with Jesus' parable of the master's distribution of talents, money, to his servants. The servant who received one talent went out and buried it because he knew the master was a hard man. By busy management, leaving all that money in very low interest rate cash accounts, you are not being prudent with your master, the citizens of Woodway's, money. If the city manager needs to finding appropriate FDIC-insured investments. I know there are several former and present professional bankers that are residents of this city who would be more than ready and willing to assist in finding appropriate accounts. And third, tax rate. I'm glad the proposed tax rate has been adjusted to 37.3 cents per hundred. It is obvious that the city can comfortably reduce the rate at least another 2 cents for the currently proposed rate of 35 cents. It is not treating the citizens you serve well by accumulating additional surpluses every year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. House.
Good evening. My name is Millie Woods. I've lived here in Woodway for 28 years, and I'm here tonight to talk to you about the need for senior citizen centers. Crawford has a senior citizen center, as does Robinson, Valley Mills, McGregor, and hundreds of other Texas cities, large and small. Waco has three. So why senior citizen centers? You may ask. Colleen puts it best in their ad that reads, Colleen Senior Citizen Centers enhances the lives of area seniors age 55 and over by providing high-quality facilities and services that offer wellness, lifelong learning, and social opportunities. Again, why senior citizen centers? Because the need is there every day for every American city. But Woodway does not have a senior citizen center. I've heard talk of tearing down the old community center at a cost of $225,000. I say, let's save Woodway the expense of demolition and turn the old community center into Woodway's new senior citizen center. It's a great building, functional and adequate just as it is, but give us that building and some small amount of the savings, and we will have a first-class senior citizen center and perhaps enough residual funds to cover future needs for years to come. The size of the old community center is very near that of the new community center, which is designed primarily for youth, as is the new white fenced area off of Bosque, a water park for kids. Again, nothing for the elderly. The old community center could use some painting, newly purchased games, puzzles, videos, seasonal decorations, etc., and voila. We are very low maintenance. Utilities is about all. And this is without touching a penny of our total revenues of $12 million. Now, this is what Woodway does offer the elderly. Four or five handicapped parking spaces at the new community center and a very long walk to the far back side of the facility. Even with a fleet of golf carts and paid employees as drivers, this is totally inadequate and unacceptable. And in my opinion, pushing the elderly off in the back just to use a room puts a black eye on the face of Woodway. This is my city, and I am ashamed that Woodway has so little respect for the elderly. I will be 90 years old in December, and I would like a place to fellowship with other seniors for fun, games, chair dances, and a place to tutor students in math and English, free of charge, of course. Give us this building and some tools and a few materials, and we will turn that building into a valuable asset for the city of Woodway. While enjoying our own special place for seniors to meet and to make plans for special events. And if city ordinance allows, we may rent out part of the facility to pay our utilities.
Thank you, Ms. Wood. That's 3 minutes.
I'd like to finish.
Make it quick.
I have asked.
Ms. Wood, I'm very, very sorry. Your 3 minutes are up.
Well, I'd like to see how many Woodway residents are here, 55 and over. Can we stand?
Let her finish.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Wood. Your comments have been noted. I appreciate it very much.
Sorry I couldn't finish. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, everyone. My name is Phoebus Cavanaugh, and I live in 420 Wood Fall for 30 years. We would like to respectfully submit a request for a change in your vote to demolish the old family center and convert it to an open pavilion and playground. This community does not provide a facility for seniors, and the old Woodway facility is perfect building to house services for your underserved seniors. We propose to keep the building intact within ADA standards and establish a senior community center and build 4 to 6 indoor pickleball courts for the citizens of Woodway. The other spaces could be reconfigured for other senior services. Here are the reasons why. It is a perfectly sound building and can be used during the winter, sweltering summer months, freezing cold winter, and spring rains, making it an ideal venue for indoor play. Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the community. It's a sport played by the youth, the adults, as well as seniors of our community. A year ago, we had less than 100 members in our Woodway Waco pickleball community, which included the surrounding areas. Presently, we have at least over 600 members, which shows an exponential growth and current projections for even more significant gains. We need more courts for our residents in the Woodway area. We have 2 outdoor pickleball courts at Whitehall, which has cracks in the concrete, poorly maintained, and suffers further deterioration from the Texas heat and cold. There is no indoor facility in Woodway except the Mac Center, owned by the First Woodway Baptist Church. It will undoubtedly cost a fraction of the budget to refurbish this building rather than demolish and rebuild to whatever your plans for the site. It would attract people to the community. It could be a source of revenue to whatever in the future with league and tournament displays. It would be sensible and sound decision. Save taxpayers' money for other services to the community. We now have 3 parks with playground for the youth, Polk Park, Whitehall Park, and the Arboretum. We even have a dog park. But we have no services for the underserved tax-paying seniors. The population census in Woodway 2021 by censusreported.org indicates 18 to 64 age group at 52%. And over 65 is at least close to half of that number. It's a shame that as a community, we do not offer services for this age group. This is an opportunity to use an existing building to create a senior community center and offer those services. Please listen to your constituents, that whatever decisions you make, keep in mind responsible governance, prudent spending, and most of all, for the good of the whole community. I thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. I'm Cheryl Kangas. I live at 216 Whitehall. I moved to Woodway in 1980, and we built our house, and I raised 2 children there. I've been retired 15 years, and when I decided to retire, I noticed that there was no place for senior citizens in our area. I have believed that the age group that I'm in, 50 to 75, make up a very large percent of Woodway's almost 10,000 people. I go to Waco, Sol Ross. They have crafts there, bingo, and social stimulation. I also go to the Waco Public Library. They have crafts and different classes for the young and old services. I believe that Woodway has 3 large parks that our taxes support. Whitehall Park just got a beautiful redo, and it has a pavilion for everyone to enjoy. Polk Park also has a pavilion and a playground equipment. I would like to encourage our city council to keep up to date and date with the family center, update it with the family center right next door to the new center. It is a shame Woodway doesn't also have a library. Hewitt has a beautiful library, and in this library they offer classes for the young and the old. Please consider the Old Family Center as a senior adult area. That would be a great place to have a room for a library. We could have books there that people donated and they could take one and give one. Maybe install pickleball carts. They have an area for rental that seniors could rent for dominoes, games, and bingo. Don't you think the seniors are just as important as other age groups in Woodway? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Moss.
How are you?
Very well, sir. Thank you. Is this to distribute?
My name is Dwayne Moss, live at 802 Forest Oak Circle. I'm here to talk about the budget. And first of all, thank you for your service. And I just want to say I looked at version 3, and right off the bat, I will tell you I was glad if there's surplus money that we use it and go ahead and do that. But I differ with where it ought to be used. And I was flabbergasted to see that we showed there was a deficit in the budget when this time next year, I'll bet a dollar to a donut that there's $1 million out there in that budget right now. And I think there's an area that causes a lot of this, and I think it's incumbent on you to make a change in the way it's done. Most residents of Woodway think the tax money, property tax money, goes straight to the general fund. It doesn't. About 20% of it used to go to other reserves, 13% to reserves, and the other to the budget. The budget is done in such a way that the lower the tax rate and the higher the values, more money goes to the reserves. About $1.2 million has gone from the last 4 years from the property tax allocation or to the number this year. About $500,000 of that has gone to the general fund for revenue. $700,000 of it has gone to reserves. That's on top of the other reserves we have. And bottom line is, I don't think the councils that did this in the early 2000s ever intended for this amount of money to be going that way. And what's happening is right now, that sheet I've given you shows that the money going to the budget represents about under 10% of the money that's collected. The money for the other reserves is almost 50%. And before you ask, what about the sinking fund? I didn't include the sinking fund. Or if you look at the reserves, they have doubled over the last 4 years. The ad valorem taxes have increased by 22%. My point is, we've got over $8 million in reserves other than just the general fund. I think the money that we're talked about coming out of that ought to be out of those funds. I don't think there is a need to take it from those. But you cannot be bound by a former council. I just think we are putting a lot more money in these accounts than we should. One of them has $3 million. The other has, I think, $1.5 million. That's money that we have all this money, but we're not doing anything with it. And until we go actual to budget, there's going to be a revenue every year, a surplus.
Thank you.
The other thing, let me say one thing, and I'll finish.
Okay, real fast.
Until we have an aggressive investment policy where we're earning $500,000 or $600,000 instead of what we are now, we're always going to have a problem.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to address council at this time? Yes, ma'am. We get your name, please.
My name's Kay Williams. I live at 15008 Sendero Lane, and I lived in Woodway for 30 years. I'm a very happy resident. I wanted to add to what Phoebus said about the pickleball courts. Please help us. On any given Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, you can find 20-ish players trying to squeeze into the two tennis courts at Whitehall Park. We are to the point of hesitating to ask anyone to join us because we simply are having to rotate in and out so much to allow everyone to play. Wonderful problem to have, but sad that we can't invite more. We make the tennis courts work, but there are many lines to work with, and the nets in tennis are higher than pickleball nets, so these are not designated pickleball courts. So we would love to have designated courts. Pickleball, as Phoebus said, appeals to all ages and skill levels, and providing courts will foster a sense of community, promote physical activity, and improve the quality of life for our residents, especially those over 55. I know you have been looking at how to provide more for the seniors in our community, and this is an excellent way to foster community among seniors as well as all ages. Even better is that the sport encourages those of all ages to play together. I personally have played with those as young as 10 and as old as 80-something. It is just wonderful. Again, we are asking your consideration for courts. Many of us are glad to help in any way to make this happen. It seems that indoor courts are a fabulous option due to our extreme heat. Outdoor courts are really needed as well. I just ask that you consider courts in our area. The town of Sweetwater, population 10,000-ish, opened up 6 new courts 2 weeks ago. Brownwood, Texas, population 18,000, has 8 designated pickleball courts at their city park. My small hometown of Wellington, Texas, is building 2 courts. So it's not just Woodway that's wanting these courts. They're coming up, popping up all over the place. So I just ask that you please consider some courts for Woodway. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else to address council, please?
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
My name is Barbara Tipton. I reside at 416 Woodfall Drive, 41 years, Woodway resident. I thank you all for your service and giving me the opportunity to speak. As I see and understand the actions on the agenda before us tonight, there seems to be a common thread at issue concerning the old family center, the new family center, and Woodway Forward. The new family center, citizens were never given the democratic opportunity to be involved in voting on a bond issue. To me, this was done in isolation without regard to our taxpaying community because staff were afraid that the citizens would vote this bond issue down. So therefore, the citizens never got the opportunity for any community input on this project. As far as the old family center, the same procedure was taking place. We were only given 2 options, and I believe it was Mr. Caballero that came with Mr. Obring. 2 options, tear it down or make a 3-sided pavilion. Citizens were never given input or even asked their feelings on this. No sort of survey or community committee, which you would normally consider in a business operation you would do to the affected citizens. But they were very much kept out of the loop on this. The citizens very much wanted to keep the new old family center and turn it into a senior citizen centers. Again, citizens were not given any advanced opportunity or any input. And then we went to the Parks and Recreation meeting. And again, we were not given any input. We were given 4 options. It went from 2 to 4. Again, all 4 of them were not acceptable. The people at the Parks and Rec, if you looked at their faces, they were not happy with any 4 of them. There should have been a 5th option. They were hamstrung by those 4 very undesirable options. You should have been given a 5th option, which was keep the family center, spend at most $1.5 to $2 million, and turn it into a senior center with pickleball courts. Woodway Forward, same thing. What is Woodway Forward? It's how do we want Woodway to grow? You would think, at a minimum, they would start with asking the citizens. And I say we, I mean you all and staff. There should have been a committee of any citizen that wanted to be involved in this. But what did staff, I guess, and then trickle down to council? Who did they ask that they wanted input from first? Not all of these people. They asked for community stakeholders. Well, who are these stakeholders? These are the business people, the money people, okay? Not a committee of citizens. We want the entire community to be given the opportunity to give input, just as tonight. You pigeonholed us into giving options that we do not want. And so at the very top...
Mrs. Tipton?
At the very top of the Mrs. Tipton.
3 minutes are up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
The citizens are at the top
Mrs.
of the
Tipton?
At the
Mrs. Tipton.
The citizens are at the top of the
That's
community.
Enough.
The citizens
enough.
Are at the top of the community flow sheet.
Mrs. Tipton.
The citizens
Stop.
Are at the top of the community flow sheet. And the last
Chief.
Thing I'm gonna say is
Chief.
Remember that. It should be for the citizens first.
Chief.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, it's very important that we follow the rules on this resolution. I know that you have a lot to say. I know that 3 minutes flies by, but we need to be sure that we keep it to 3 minutes. We want everybody in here to have an opportunity to speak, and we have a lot to get through tonight. So please keep it to 3 minutes. I'd really appreciate it. I don't like cutting people off, but I'm having to do that a lot more now. So please keep it to three. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Richard Maker. I've lived in Woodway for 23 years. I don't give my address. You don't have to. Why does the city need such a high budget, huge budget increase, when it already has a very large surplus? Why pay for expensive surveys from Dallas? Listen to the people who speak to the city council meetings. We live here. We know what we need. Are you spending it on having standby pumps for sewer system or water wells that are old and failing? No. You wait for failure and then you patch things while the public suffers. The last contract with Frontier, the one of the recycling days, was dropped. The brush pickup is horrible, and you want a 15% increase on trash? Back in January, there was a 6-square block of sewer smell for 3 days on Harbor. The TCEQ found the presence of solids was observed immediately around the Harbor lift station. That was a quote. City workers just left feces on the ground from the pump cleaning, and the city wants raises. You want 9% increase on water that is not pleasant to drink, on 4-1 of 22 to 6-30 of 22, the TCEQ submitted a violation for failure to properly disinfect water before distribution. Yum. Persons can line by line nitpick the budget line items for being way too high. An example, $10,200 for banquets. I suggest that the city council lower all items by 3-5%. A merit 5% COLA and 2-4% merit increase. In my opinion, there should be no bonuses for any city employee making over $100,000. Drop the champagne champagne taste and get realistic with community and work. Excuse me. Drop the champagne taste and get realistic with the community you work for. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else to address council at this time, please? Yes, ma'am.
Barbara Grandy, 2024 Estates Drive. And I'm obviously the odd man out here, but I just want to say I am looking forward to the new Woodway Family Center. It's beautiful, and I know you all have worked extremely hard, long hours, trying to make decisions on what our community needs. And I know that there are programs being developed for the senior citizens. I understand there will be pickleball there, that there will be card games and mahjong and what other kind of events we are thinking about with yoga. And I just think it sounds wonderful, and I'm excited about it. And I thank you all for your diligence in making it work. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else to address council?
I'd like to finish my statement.
Thank you, Ms. Woods. 3 minutes have passed. Somebody else is coming to this podium now. Hi. If we get your name, please. Thank you.
Perry Shebley, and I live at 716 Wedgwood Drive.
Thank you.
I grew up in a town called Boulder City, Nevada. And when I was young, I would often go to the senior center. And it was a relief from the heat in the summer. And I so enjoyed it because I had older women, older men who were working and diligently helping us with the crafts. Also, what was really nice is we could go there for extra help from retired teachers. I am for a senior center. I think it would be wonderful. I understand what the lady said, but I think there needs to be a building for us, and I would love to see it personally. I have lived here and am from California, and seeing veterans, seniors, and the care for them being depleted in many states, I see Texas as really bold in supporting their seniors and their veterans. And I believe having a place for them to serve the community and to serve the youth as a legacy. And you talk, I've heard a lot of speakers about Forward Woodway. To me, that is going forward, is building a legacy. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, we might ask if there's anyone out in the hallway we'd like to speak. Being there, they can't see.
They can't even hear us. Can y'all hear us back there? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anybody back there who'd like to address council? You're good?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, we'll close the public hearing if there's nobody else to speak at 6:08 p.m. Thank y'all so much for your comments. All right. Moving on to our items for individual discussion, consideration, and action. By the way, Council, I understand that there's speakers out there in the lobby, too. So
yes,
they should be able to hear. Should be able to hear us okay. Moving on to items for individual discussion, consideration, and action. Item number 5 is discussion and consider action on the acceptance of an application to develop in a planned district a remodel of existing storage buildings for Lot 9, Block 4, Business Acres Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 216 Deb Avenue. May I have a motion to open this for discussion, please?
I'll make a motion to open it for discussion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments on this, please.
Just a few words, Mayor. Is Mr. Griffin here tonight? This is your three-step process on an application to develop, and tonight's action is only to accept it in its submitted form. Planning and Zoning will hear this and make a recommendation to you from its September 12th meeting, which will be one public hearing, and then it'll come back to you September 25th, which will also include a public hearing. This is as proposed in his narrative application and his drawings, not only a remodel for the existing storage buildings he has on site, but also to construct some new storage buildings in a lot, I guess, he is going to acquire or has acquired. And if we can look at slide 7, Ms. Barkley, that is the area on Deb Avenue, if you're familiar with that area, in the Business Acres addition. The two buildings below the red box are the existing storage buildings that he will do some remodeling on the exterior, and then the red framed areas where he will construct new storage buildings. And like I said, this is only accepting it in its form. It will go to planning and zoning, back to you for consideration at a future date.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Council, the staff recommendation is to accept the application to develop. Is there any discussion on this item? No discussion? All good? Okay. I'll entertain a motion on item number 5, please.
I'll make a motion to accept the application for development in the planning district, remodeling existing storage building for lot 9, block 4, a business acres addition for the city of Woodway, McLean County, Texas, located at 216 Deb Avenue.
I second that.
You got about 4.
We'll let Dr. Avant have that.
There you go.
All right, thank you. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very much. All right, moving on to item number 6. This is discussion and consider action on the recommendation from the Parks and Recreation Commission for the future use of the existing Woodway Family Center building. May I have a motion to open this up for discussion?
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now ask our city manager for his comments.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. You're revisiting this from a prior May 22nd council meeting where you approved some conceptual drawings to do some removal of the exterior sides and other areas of the building and go back with a pickleball court and some playground equipment in the area. When we were talking to architects to do the contract, it was learned that this is an engineered slab, and there was a concern about the safety of people working on drilling into that slab as well as the future integrity of the slab if it was treated as such. So regrouping, we went back to the Parks and Recs Commission on August 1st of this year with 4 options that were discussed. And if we can go to slide 11 first. That was the budget for the original proposal that you considered May 22nd. And the next slide, please, is conceptual drawings. Let's go to the next one now, please. This one was what we call option 2. This is the budget that would demolish the existing family center, add complimentary restrooms that could be used by people using the fields for the different sports that you put out in the field, some lighting in the general area. That's the budget. This is a slide. The next slide, please, is not the exact restroom, but these are the ones that we placed at the parks at the lake. The next option is to do a complete demolition, add additional parking and the restrooms component. That's the budget for that item. These are projected numbers. These aren't solid bids where people are waiting to work. And next slide, please. Once again, that's kind of a conceptual drawing of the additional parking and the restroom itself. The last option is, once again, a complete demolition, but to add playground, pickleball, shade, restrooms, and some lights. That's kind of the estimated budget from speaking to the experts. Next slide, please. Now, this isn't what you would see on the grounds, but that's a conceptual idea of some play equipment in the general area. This was all discussed and presented to the Parks and Rec to make a recommendation to you. And after they had their discussion, the Parks and Recreation Commission recommends option 4, which is this last one, to you for consideration tonight. Thank you.
Can I add to that with the caveat of pickleball courts as part of the...
Right, right.
Yes, okay.
Thank you. If I wasn't clear on that, thank
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, I want to make sure.
But playground equipment, shade, pickleball, lighting...
How many courts?
Nothing for seniors.
Nothing for seniors.
Yes.
ridiculous.
Hang on a second, folks. Hang on a second.
They did not have the option, a fifth option of saving the old family center, so they didn't get to vote on a senior center or anything else.
There was never any input.
So no. My recommend it is option five. Jay?
Thank you. Wow. Yes,
thank you. And see what else we can do. I understand we have 1.4 million roughly between the funds. We're probably going to be spending 150 of that tonight on landscaping around the new one. So it gets us down to $1.25 million. I believe Councilman Keyston came up, found something in an old engineering study.
Yes, you each have one of these in front of you. I left by your place. And this basically is a cost analysis that was done off of the condition report that was done by CPNY back in October 2019. In that analysis, it shows that there are deductions to the costs based upon some of the things that have been remediated already in the building. So that would substantially lower the overall cost. Also, my figures took into account the existing 15% contingency, and I included a 20% increase in prices based upon 4 years of inflation. Also, as everyone here on the council probably knows, there's a need for some kind of drainage around the building. When I talked to Jimmy Rogers just this afternoon, he said there's some kind of plan to mitigate that, but I put a figure in there. I've had experience with French drains, and it is needed to put around the corner of the building, actually the two sides of the building, closest to the new family center, because of the flooding that takes place in that room. Net is, based upon this, a net cost of $456,835. Again, this is approximate. What's interesting, if you look right below that, you'll see CPNY's estimate for two new competition courts and offices, 14,000 feet. Well, that's interesting because that's about the size of our new family center. Their cost estimate was just under $3 million. Now, if you flip to the other side of this, you'll see that the new, in the middle of this, the new family center at 13,990 square feet, those are the figures that apparently we've been given by our planning department. And the cost of $6 million shows a cost per square foot of $428.88. The actual cost per square foot to remediate the old family center is $37.45 per square foot. Pennies. But what does this do? It doubles, almost doubles, our space. And it provides a solution not only for additional basketball courts, but of course, additional pickleball courts. And actually the way, if you've been in both buildings, the layout of the party rooms or usable rooms in the old family center is quite good. It's very good. It would be a catastrophic shame to lose this asset. Properly remediated, this asset is worth between $3 and $4 million. Who wants to light the match to destroy that asset? It just makes no sense at all. None.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can I suggest that obviously there is no consensus among our fellow citizens or among us as to the uses of the old family center, and I might add that there is an impending new potential use for it that has not developed fully at this point. So might I recommend that we as a commission defer action on the senior center?
I will I'll notate your recommendation, Dr. Avant. Let's continue discussion.
Would you like to hear a motion?
Not yet. Let's hear discussion from everybody else. But thank you for that. Hopefully we can talk amongst ourselves and hear from everybody else. A couple of questions that I have. Inclusive playground, is that handicap accessible? Is that what inclusive means?
Yes, sir. That's what we would try.
Okay. So that's handicap access for kids with disabilities, I'm guessing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Whatever, I guess the procedure would be, it would go to Parks and Rec, and then their recommendation would come to you.
Okay. And could you just walk us through, just for all of us to be on the same page, what kind of senior programming is going to be in play at the new family center?
You'll have that coming up on the agenda item, but there were what I would say that you heard reference to today, exercise type programs. There would be learning programs. There would be board games or meetings.
Okay.
The Parks and Recs, getting ahead of ourselves, reviewed those and made a recommendation that'll be coming up at a future meeting for you on those programs for the new family center.
Okay. So just to be 100% clear, we have built in to the new family center activities, programming, and pickleball at the new location.
Yes, sir.
Just to be clear on that.
Why didn't you do that the old one?
Hang on,
exactly.
Friends. Hey, guys.
The amount of money.
Guys, listen, we can't have outbursts like this, okay? We really can't. We need to keep the decorum, or I have to stop the meeting until we can calm down. I know it's an emotional crowd. I know you guys have a lot of feelings about this, but we need to be able to talk and to make a decision together. So I'm going to ask you a favor. Please, keep the decorum. We want to keep this meeting going. Please, no outbursts. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
One other
imagine y'all being up here. It's tough. Let us talk.
One other thing we need to make sure the citizens know, that before we vote, by law, we need to allow them to speak one more time, if I understand.
That's not right.
That's what you said at the PNZ meeting.
No, that was what the comment section at the beginning of the meeting tonight was, the opportunity.
You're talking out two different sides of your mouth, because at PNZ, you said that before we vote, they would have chance to.
Right, they had a chance, and now you can vote.
Okay.
You know, I also, one other thing, if you're talking about the new family centers meeting the needs for, you know, these different functions and seniors, again, I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record because somebody else said it before. Many seniors have difficulty walking distances, and the only parking is going to be way far away, way far away, other than four parking spots.
We can talk about parking.
Not just
We're
that.
We're going to talk about parking.
Oh, yeah, but you want to approve it before we talk about it. Not just the parking issue. Also, when you walk into this building, the room we're talking about is in the back in the corner and only one room. This old family fun center actually has more space and rooms that they can use, and the parking is right in the front door. Many people that has issues on walking can get into. If we have the new one, if it's not the four or five handicapped places, or even if you expand it, you're probably going to need to get some golf carts so you can pick people up, and you're probably going to need to have about 20 wheelchairs, motorized wheelchairs for people to use, because I can guarantee you many people that would use a senior center is not going to be able to walk the two basketball courts to get down to that one room that we're talking. So, and here's one other issue. This new building, when y'all approved it, I voted no, We were told it was 1.5 times the space. Now we're finding out it's about 1,800 square foot larger, somewhere in that neighborhood. We're not getting any extra usable space for the Family Fun Center. At the time we voted on it, that was the issue we had, was the fact that we was busting at the seams. We haven't caught back up between COVID and the sewer issue. But once that gets going, we're going to be at the same busting at the seams again. And I understand we didn't get any extra. So if we save the building, we can double the possibilities for the youth also. Because like you said before, sometimes the seniors might need it, might not need it. But we can use those courts for the youth also. So this is as Councilman Keeson said, a $3 to $4 million asset. Think about it, if the new one costs $6 million, this is about $3 million. Let's just use that number. We're talking about destroying this asset. So think about it in a form.
And spending more money to boot.
And think about it in the form of putting $3 to $4 million in a bucket and just catching it on fire, because we're just totally destroying a 12,000 square foot building that is usable right now.
How much is it to operate the building, to keep the building operational? Because we do have the one-time, it would have the one-time cost of the demolishing, but then if we are to keep it, what would the ongoing cost be?
We looked at what we would call operational costs with one employee over there, and we would be asking for about $180,000. If you kept the building to move forward. If you want improvements, we would have to price those and come back to you on that statement.
And with the improvements, because that building is not ADA compliant.
I think it's more compliant than the new one, because we have turnstiles, understand, on the new one. This one does not. We have much more parking on this one. The new one, we don't, because of the big turnaround. So when you're talking about taking care of seniors that are using canes, using wheelchairs, have trouble walking 20 feet or whatever, this is the building you want.
I don't know. By the way, the condition report bears this out, that it's not that expensive to make it ADA compliant, if that's what you choose to do.
So it's not ADA compliant?
What does it take to make it compliant?
I need to be clear on this. I think the engineering report said it's not ADA.
That's what I said.
So
I said it currently is not.
That's right.
But in order to spend the money to do it, it would not be horrendous.
Yeah.
What does it take to make it compliant?
And of course, the report says the entire building is basically quite sound. So, you know, it's not like you're getting rid of something that is a derelict building at all. And that's why I put on here several quotes straight out of that, that report by CPNY.
Okay. I still have a couple of questions. I'm still gathering some information here. So planning and zoning were presented with the four options. They picked option four unanimously. And can I go back? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Parks and Rec. Excuse me. Yeah, Parks and Rec. Can I go back to pickleball for just a second? I just want to confirm the new Family Center will have pickleball activities open to seniors, juniors, everybody.
You can stage temporary netting as you would in the old Family Center. 2 to 3 courts inside. Because I would say it's double the size of the old Family Center, and you could get 2 in that one, I think.
Okay.
Safely. So I would say you could get at least 3 in the new one.
Okay.
What else are you?
3 pickleball courts, and then this option will have a pickleball court as well?
We would price it with a pickleball court.
Okay, so we are pickled out. We've got courts. We've got.
I was gonna say, I think some people will disagree with you.
So we have 2 to 3 in the new one, and then one more out here. Just one more out here.
That's if
Well, what happens when youth are playing on the basketball court?
I asked him a question. I want to get the answer.
Sorry.
That's okay.
If you want to make that the priority, we can get two courts in that and then work with whatever's left for the other amenities to put in there.
Okay.
Sir.
All right. I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, I will do that.
Just do me a favor. Don't interrupt. I'm really trying to keep us moving here. This option four would be outdoor pickleball courts, two of them.
No. Correct.
And the two to three indoor would be at the new family center.
Correct.
So we have a total of five pickleball courts coming online with the new family center and option four. In addition, we have the Whitehall pickleball courts too,
Realistically, however, if you're talking about somebody over the age of 55, they're not going to be able to play pickleball outside in the winter or the summer.
No, that's why we have the indoor.
You have the issue of walking up to the new family fun center.
Can I make a correction, please?
No, ma'am.
No?
No, okay. No, thank you. No, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm really very close to stopping this meeting altogether because of the outbursts and the interruptions.
She raised her hand.
All right? I appreciate she raised her hand, but it doesn't matter. We really have to keep decorum. Guys, normally we can get through these civilly, but it's getting a little bit tense in here.
I understand.
I'm very sorry, but we have to stop, please. No more outbursts. I'm serious. I'm very serious.
Okay. I think citizens need to be respected.
Very serious.
Mayor, once again, consensus is not emerging here, and we have talked about this long enough. We have other agenda items.
I know we have to get through it, Dr. Ava, but this is
a point. Will you accept a motion that we defer action on this matter?
Hang on. I will accept that, but I would like to hear from, there's some others who would like to speak, so.
May I share what I learned today at Baptist Woodway?
Sure, absolutely.
I learned today in speaking with an individual that is the head of the program over there that they have pickleball courts, they have senior citizen activities, they have a track, and they are begging people to come because it's not being attended.
Is this the MAC? At the MAC,
and that is open to the community. It is not restricted to the church.
You don't have to be a member to go there?
You don't have to be a member to go. And I propose that we begin taking baby steps and getting this developed and worked out and the programs worked out before we are trying to become bigger than what we need to and then wish we could draw some of it back because it is not what we thought that it might be with the numbers.
Well, okay. One thing that I would hate to do is destroy a $3 to $4 million building and then wish we would have kept it.
But was that not decided, all of this decided, what, 2 years ago?
No.
And then we're...
No. It's always been out hanging.
We knew that with the building of the new family center, this was a possibility that it would be raised.
It was a possibility, but also we was expecting the new one to be 1.5 times. It is not.
But why is that? Because I'm asking. Because cost went up because materials became more expensive and less available, and they had to cut back in order to stay within budget, which means that anything that was projected on the old building and the cost will have increased over that percentage.
I asked about that May 22nd, and we were told by then assistant city manager and I believe our mayor that it was going to be 18,000 square feet and 1.5 times. Now, the building was, pretty much erect at that time. There's still a lot needed to be done. I don't think it shrunk by 5,000 square feet. It's a little like if you hired a builder to build you a 3,000 square foot house and you start moving in and it's a 2,500 square foot house, you start saying, what happened to my other 500 square feet? Well, in this situation, I think it's an opportunity. Maybe the cost did, maybe it was hard, maybe it was difficult. I'd like to know about it earlier. But in this situation, we go, okay, we didn't get what we thought. That's fine. I want to know about the freight train coming at us. But we don't have to tear down this building. We can keep it for that increase. When we built it, it was because we was busting at the seams. Well, now we can save it, use it for the senior center, and also use it for any overflow that's needed. I understand from our director that we did not increase capacity any with this new building. That's fine. We would be if we save it. But if we spend all this money, more money than it costs to save it, we'd be knocking it down, not having any capacity. We'd have another playground. And as seniors saying, we used to be bad on playgrounds, but now I think we're pretty good. We need to focus on seniors, and we won't be able to focus on them in this new building because of the layout.
You know, the elephant in the room here is the fact that we've never listened to them.
Thank you.
Exactly.
That's what I said.
We're making decisions on four options that they've never had any input on.
We had the same issue whenever we voted, or when the six voted on the voted for the new Family Fund Center. One of the members moved to California. Two of them got term limited out, and one of them got beat this last election. There's two members. They're still on the council that voted for this, but I was pushing at the time not to have the council approve it without the citizens, but to have the citizens vote in a bond issue. We had council members saying, if we did that, it would get voted down. Well, my thought then was, if the citizens don't want it, the council shouldn't be voting against it. Now we see a lot of citizens want this. And if we vote, and I'm not going to be one of the votes, I think we've got about three of our votes saying, no, we're not going to vote to tear it down. If the four votes to tear it down, it's going to be just like that new Family Fund Center. People are going to say, I didn't get a vote on this. And, you know, we're destroying a $3 to $4 million asset.
Okay. So let's...
To me, citizens will get a vote because those whom they believe represent them who are sitting up here are going to vote for you, whether it's me, whether it's David, whether it's the other David, whomever. So the citizens, they do have a voice. It is through what we call representative governance. Okay, so you have a representative. Whether or not you have enough votes, yes, you do. You have a representative. Whether you have enough votes to do what you want to do, that is to be debated, and that's what we're talking about. And so, senior citizen centers. I've run park systems that are small and large. And I've had senior centers. And I can tell you that they are very volatile, meaning up and down as far as attendance is concerned and how we run those centers. Those that are run well and are advertised well, promoted well, tend to do pretty good, to be honest with you. They tend to have a pretty consistent number of people who come and participate. Those that don't have the right staff or enough staff, they don't do so well. If you don't have the right programming, it doesn't do so well. And so I think that from my perspective, there's a couple of things here that we've talked about. One, proximity and how do you get into the building. I don't want to be adversarial, so I'm going to say it in a different way. We can't say on one hand that people can't walk to the building, and at the other hand, we say those same people are going to be playing pickleball.
That's right.
Okay? That's a conflict, and it's hard for me to reconcile that conflict. So let's not talk like it is such a great issue that people can't get there, but what are you getting there to do? If you want to play pickleball, then you're going to have to be a little mobile. Yeah, it's a slower game than tennis, but I guarantee you get out there and you play pickleball, you're going to move.
I've seen some people not. I've seen some people walk on the game out there and do it.
It's pickleball.
I didn't say you're not going to move. I'm saying you're going to move.
I think we can all agree on that point. You're going to move.
Yeah.
The issue is, in my estimation, and the way I'm looking at it, is how do you build community? Part of building community is to understand your community and what your community needs and wants. Now, needs are what we oftentimes vote on, because we have a duty not just to one individual, but we have a duty to the entire 10,000 population. Okay, that's our duty. That's our duty to the charter. Okay, and we are responsible for trying to determine what is best for the community at large. That's a difficult task. That's a very difficult task. Because we can do exactly what the folks who are, and I appreciate you all coming. I mean, civic responsibility is very high on my order of priority, okay, as far as whether or not you get involved. There's a number of years that I worked in government, I didn't get involved in government. But I think that it's extremely important for citizens to get involved, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the give and take. I don't have to agree with you, but I respect you. I respect what you have to say, okay? But I do have a duty to the city of Woodway, even though you all may have voted for me or not. I have a duty to the city of Woodway to try to do what I believe is best. Trying to do that is a difficult task, okay? And so the thing that I keep coming back to is this. Been on the council for about a year, and initially I was told, or at least I recall being told, that the building was not in good enough shape to rehab. So is that the case or is it not the case?
Not the case.
So why are we here where we are today then if that's not the case? Don't answer that question. That's a rhetorical question. That's a rhetorical question. Because I think we should have hashed that out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you all have an opportunity to participate in that process, I wasn't here, so I can't really speak to that.
Well, there's an engineering report saying that it's fine. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing you mentioned about need, want, whatever.
Do you want to finish your comment? Are you sure?
I'm good.
I want to hear what you have.
I mean, finish what you're saying.
Everybody. That's okay. He's got something to say.
So. Well, I was just going to tell you, talking about need, want, or whatever. Woodway is the oldest average age city in McLennan County. Our average age is 42. So we're really going towards the senior center needing more than anything else because of our age group. And as
where is your empirical data to support that?
Oh, it's right here. You can look it up on the internet.
No. You gave me a percentage of the number of people who are of a certain age.
Correct.
Where is your empirical data to suggest or to support that those individuals absolutely want the senior citizen, other than the folks that are here?
I was going to say, there's a lot of people turned out right now.
No. Just because people who are not turned out doesn't mean they don't have a voice.
Right. Well,
this didn't matter when you voted for the new family center.
That's right.
I can't speak to that because I wasn't.
All right, guys. All right.
Given us input, Hold on.
Mr. Mayor, let me recommend either we adjourn to the blue room to discuss this further, and I think we've discussed it enough, or that we defer action. Would you hear a motion to defer action?
I will entertain a motion as soon as I make sure everybody has said what they want to say.
You will hear a motion.
I will.
It is my pleasure to make it.
Hold on.
That's
it. I will hear it in just a moment.
Quick everybody, second, please.
I know. Dr. Ava, I know you don't like long meetings. Nobody likes long meetings, but we have a lot to talk about. So has everybody said what they need to say?
I've had my questions answered. I do feel like there's a difference here in between just focused on a senior center and then the call for more pickleball. I think those are two distinct things. And I think that we're trying to figure out what we can do to address the needs of adding programming for seniors, as well as acknowledge the need for more pickleball. And so what I would love to see is us be able to do both in a financially responsible manner. I also think that the Parks Commission voice is very important. We have several members of that commission here. And so I want to honor what they have put forth to us, and their recommendation to us was option four. I would be okay with deferring if we could find out more from the parks, if we need to go in a different direction. If we deferred, that's the reason why I would want to.
Well, they had that option, because they didn't even have that option on the table. They just had these options.
Here's another concern. The new family center has basketball courts. It's going to have a lot of young people in it playing basketball.
Not all the time, but yes.
Is there going to be a structured time?
Oh, yeah.
They will use it?
You didn't know that.
Seniors can use it?
You didn't know that. There's going to be senior hours at the new family center.
It doesn't matter if you're a senior child.
So there's going to be designated time just for senior citizens. Yeah. Because it's not going to be.
Hours, Mr. Mayor?
Those hours are during the day when kids those hours are during the day when kids are at school.
Up until 3 o'clock.
So yes, there are going to be blocks of time. I just want to clear something up for the entire council. I know this is a hard topic, right? We got to make some hard decisions tonight. So, here's where I see we're at. The new family center is opening its doors in November. We know that. We know that pickleball courts are going to be a part of the new family center. We know that. We know that the condition of the pickleball courts at Whitehall are not good. We know that. We know that option four will provide an additional pickleball court. We know that option four includes a handicap accessible playground. We also know that Parks and Rec has recommended option four to us. We also know that seniors will have extensive programming, exercise class, learning programs, some other activities, board games I've got written down here. That's what I think I heard. And then senior hours, excuse me for the term, I don't know what to call it, time blocked off for our seniors will be in place. And the other thing I heard just anecdotally, the First Baptist Church of Woodway reports that they have capacity for additional users of their pickleball courts and their senior programming at the MAC. They are not being used to their capacity, and that is open to the community.
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like we have the pickleball situation pretty well covered. I feel pretty good about it. I would feel very, very differently if there was nothing going to be done for seniors. I would feel differently on this topic. But we are going to have senior programming. We are going to have senior activities. I feel like we're going to have a lot for our seniors.
No. Okay. Absolutely not acceptable.
So, here's the thing. We lost a council member. I'm going to ask for final comments, and then I'm going to call for a motion on this.
Okay, we know PNR, Planning and Rec did not even get a choice of saving the building. We also know that the new Family Fun Center not only has an awful layout for seniors in parking and where the room that the seniors can use, but also we know that the old Family Center has two large rooms where the new one only has one. We also know when the vote was for the new Family Fun Center that we was at capacity for the basketball games. We also know the new Family Fun Center did not increase our capacity one bit. So when we start getting back to capacity on the new Family Fun Center, we could have the old one for carryover games and evenings that maybe is not scheduled for seniors. We also know If y'all vote, destroy a $3 or $4 million asset.
David, please don't point and say y'all vote. You don't know how I'm going to vote.
I don't know how you're going to vote.
So don't say that.
Well, I'm saying anyone votes for destroying.
Don't say y'all. Just
anyone.
Keep your comments.
Anyone.
Okay.
Vote. It's like destroying $3 to $4 million because that is an asset. We don't, it would be like saying, I wanted to have a different city hall, so let's tear this down and build another one. There's many, I know some of the options was playground, pickleball, there's some options for parking. We have some options that has not been brought up that would be better options. I'm hearing from the citizens, I'm meeting with these people, and they're much tougher on this issue than I am. So when you say y'all or whoever, I can assure you, that's nothing compared to what I hear from the citizens.
I don't know what that means. What are you saying?
I'm saying there are a lot of people irritated that this vote for the new Family Fund Center was not a public vote.
You're talking about the one 2 years ago.
2 years ago, correct. And a lot of people were saying, okay, let them have that. Our taxes went up by 1.7, 1.8.
So you're bringing up what happened 2 years ago.
We're really
trying to make a decision on this old family center.
Well, and it's important. I don't think we need to be destroying an asset and you wanted to go through what we know. And I just added to what we know that basically destroys what you were saying. We can use it as a senior center. The only way that would be workable is
unbelievable. Okay. David, here's the thing. We have a family center. We have a brand new family center that's opening its doors soon. The old family center needs foundational repair.
Can you point out where that would be, Mr. Mayor? Foundational repair.
We have a letter from the city manager and the city staff indicating that the tension slab is not drillable due to the cords that are in
there.
And if I may also add, do you remember we had a plan for another option for the family center with the misters, not the misters, but the open shell? You remember the first idea that was presented to us? I don't know if you remember that or not.
May 22nd, correct.
But we couldn't continue with that idea because of the condition of the slab.
That was because of drilling into the foundation.
It's the foundation.
But that's not a present problem.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is a contingent problem. If you decide to do that, you compromise the integrity of the slab.
It is difficult. It is a slab that requires.
To me, that's about like you know about CDs. Right. You can't cancel CDs ahead of time. You don't understand the business of foundations.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you know.
I've owned quite a few houses.
Okay. At this time, I will, if there's no further discussion, I will entertain a motion on item number 6 in the effort to continue our agenda this evening. So I will entertain a motion at this time.
I'll make a motion to defer this for a future time.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. I will now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right,
I heard.
Okay, so I've got, let me do it this way. Keyston?
Aye. Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye to defer.
Aye.
Ava, aye to defer.
Aye for me.
Russell, aye to defer. Williams?
Aye.
Aye to defer. Okay. Story?
Aye to defer with taking this back to Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be my caveat as well. Because if they weren't given the option, that's the heartburn that I have. If they weren't given the option to consider option 5, then I think that they should.
Correct.
And so
I agree.
If we're going to have a committee, then we should give the committee all the information that they need to make a decision.
I agree.
And I wish that had happened beforehand because hopefully we wouldn't have to
100%
on. But it did, ma'am, could you please?
council and include the citizens?
Ma'am. What, could you please?
Parks and Rec will.
Hold on, we're in the middle of a motion here, so let's finish the vote. You're an aye.
I'm an aye.
Okay.
And I'm finished with my comment.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Cook, you're an aye. Okay. Were those all the ayes? Okay. All opposed, please say nay. Nay. Are you a nay?
I am neither.
Are you abstaining?
Yes.
Can we have an abstain on that, counselor?
You can.
Okay. Councilwoman on an abstain. So where does that put that? That should be enough to defer. So the ayes, yes, have it, and the motion is deferred.
Sorry,
thank you.
Thank you all. All right. Thank you. Moving on to item number 7. Discussion and consider action approving a change order to the construction manager at risk agreement. Go ahead. Yeah. Discussion and consider action approving a change order to the construction manager at risk agreement with John W. Irwin, General Contractor Incorporated, to include erosion control and landscaping at the new Woodway Family Center, not to exceed $150,000, and authorize the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith.
I'll make a motion to open it up for discussion.
Second. Motion to discuss, please. May I have a motion to discuss,
please?
I did,
and Gail, second.
Okay. Russell and Abat, thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments on this one, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. When we originally let this contract to the construction manager at risk, John Irwin, General Contractor, landscaping was not a part of the package. It was to be determined at a later date, possibly done in-house, and now we're getting close to the finishing product. And with that, they're already doing the site preparation to start doing the driveway and the entrance and the parking lot. And so we need to come to determination of hiring somebody to do the landscaping and irrigation package. Since Irwin is already on site, I'm asking you to allow them to be the project manager and do a change order and not to exceed $150,000. We have discussed it internally to make sure it meets our own landscaping ordinance, which it does. And the plant selection or the plant key is on page 21 in your agenda, and the notes and description of the landscaping irrigation is on page 22.
All right, thank you. Council, is there any discussion on item number 7?
Can we show that layout on page 22?
It's not on this slide, sir.
It's just in our packet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I have a question. In that $150,000 amount, is there an amount used to divert water away from the sloping that comes down from the new family center to the old family center so that it doesn't do flooding, either through a French drain or some kind of...
I hear your concern. When that was designed, it was not designed with the existing family center staying, because at the time that council was moving that direction. We have had discussions with the architect running this project, RBDR. They responded that it shouldn't be a problem, but it may be a problem. And that 150 does not include engineering or surveying to assure you that it won't be a problem in the future.
I only ask it because it's a known problem in the past, and the way that it's graded, one can just see visually right now that it is going to continue.
If you want us to up that recommendation, our soft discussion with the architect, I would say put in another $35,000.
That's exactly the figure I came up with.
Yeah, we was talking about, or I think you was talking about possibly doing this in-house. How many shrubs are we talking about? What are we talking about on this? Because
you look on page 22, it will list all the plants and vegetation that the ordinance requires.
Let's see.
Let me make sure on that page. No? Page 21, I'm sorry. Top left-hand corner.
Okay. Take time for my 21. Here we go. Ooh, my 21, it shows the...
Try page 23.
Okay, there we go. That was the layout that I was asking for. And it's... Something's to be announced. 73 of something is going to be announced.
Those are perennial flowers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see now. Okay. Now, our staff did such a great job on the arboretum. Could we do that to save some money?
I don't have an assistant city manager to run the project.
I thought I heard you hired one. Okay.
So what's staff recommendation on this item?
Now I would ask that you allocate not to exceed $185,000.
Okay.
To and that, do the landscaping, the irrigation.
Sean, we're only posted for up to 150. We're only posted for up to 150 on the
agenda.
I don't know if we can go higher than that without having
posted. Oh, good. You've got the layout so we can see the four handicaps or thereabouts.
Sean, I think what he's saying is if we...
I understand. I was letting him finish talking.
And this would come out of the $1.4 million we have in that fund, correct? We had $700 left over from the bond, and then we had $700 from the old family fund center. Is that, am I thinking right?
It would come out of the proceeds of the bond.
Okay. So we still have plenty of money in the bond for that.
We have funds set aside for the landscape.
Okay. Well, I was thinking we had $6 million for the building. We borrowed $6.7 million. I think that's correct.
So, Council, the staff recommendation is 150. City manager is going to ask for a change. Or are you going to stick with the 150?
Don't allow me. I'll have to come back at a later date and get an opinion of cost
for the drainage.
An engineer to come in and do that for you.
So, should we defer this until then?
No.
Well, actually,
just go ahead and
actually, if you're talking about Mr. City Manager, if you're talking about the cost for the say French Drain, perhaps that just can be included in if the old family centers.
Correct.
Because if it doesn't get saved, you don't need it.
Yeah, but then you don't need it.
Yeah, but hopefully it'll save and we'll need it then. It can be part of that budget.
Yeah.
So I would probably
just keep it the same and just worry about it when the issue concerning the old family center comes up.
Correct.
So let's move this item then. Yeah. All right. I didn't give you a date on the last one either, Donna. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But for this one, we can move it.
No, I think you have a group here that supports the 150 to keep us moving forward.
Oh.
Councilman Keystone was saying was defer the drainage question or issue to be addressed once you determine what you're going to do with the old family.
That makes sense.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be easy too.
So, Council, I'll entertain a motion on item number 7, please, regarding the 150.
I move that we approve a change order to the construction manager at risk agreement with John Irwin General Contractor to include erosion control and landscaping at the new Woodway Family Center, not to exceed $150,000, and authorize the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith.
Second. It's removed and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. All right, moving now to item number 8, items related to the proposed 23-24 annual budget and proposed 23 ad valorem tax rate. Item number 8 is the public hearing on the proposed 23-24 budget. Mr. City Manager, any comments on this before I open the public hearing?
The notice was given August 12th in the Waco Tribune-Herald. The notice has also been posted on City Hall and the city website, and the budget as proposed to you in the most recent proposal is a no new tax rate of 0.373701.
Thank you so much. All righty, I will, so this is the public hearing. Anybody who would like to speak on the annual budget may do so. 3 minutes also, please. I will open the public hearing right now at 7:05 p.m. The public hearing is now open. If anybody would like to address council on this item, please do so now.
Mr. Mayor, I'm Dwayne Moss, live at 802 Forest Oak Circle. And I just kind of want to elaborate earlier what I was saying. When I had the chance to look at that and I look at what the councils from 20 years ago did, what I'm trying to say is I don't think they ever intended for about $1 million a year to go to those two funds. I think that the honest truth is it was probably $200,000 to $300,000 for the streets and for the long-term cap. My point is we had in 2020, 4 years ago, a penny of the tax was worth $125,000. It's worth $183,000, $184,000, Mr. Obrey, somewhere around there. And my point is that's 50% increase. And back in those days, the taxes were around 45 cents. And there was a little growth, very little growth. And that's exploded on us. And I think this council has a chance to make a change that would make a difference. We have, if you take the money from there as reserves and the money we have in the fund account, is that right? The general fund account or the fund balance, you're talking about in the last 4 years, that's ranged anywhere from $4 to $6 million. You take the reserves that are in those other accounts that are on the list that was provided, we have got a lot of money. And we have got an increase in the sales tax, we've got an increase in the base, and we've got an increase in the growth of the properties. Nobody else has that. And I don't want to get into comparing to this or that, but 4 or 5 years ago, the county was 5 cents higher than Woodway. And now they're several cents below. And I'm not asking we cut one thing, not one thing, but I want us to allocate and recognize what we have. And let's don't be afraid. I mean, again, when I look at the interest that's being earned, guys, it's a whole lot less than lots of cities, a lot smaller than us. And that's not throwing anything at anybody. I'm just saying the aggressive interest growth is there for the taking. And I think that that's very, very important. And I think we have the opportunity to do that. And I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moss. Thank you, sir. Anybody else to speak on this topic?
My name is Mike Holman. I live at 10015 Lost Oak Ridge Drive, Woodway. Been here about 20 years, 23 years, actually. If y'all can figure out what to do with the old family center, let the city of Houston know, because they've been trying to figure out what to do with the Astrodome now for about 30 years. So a great old building, a lot of value, but they can't find a good purpose for it. Budgets are a hard thing, especially for the city, because you start projecting where you're going to be at year end when you're only two-thirds of the year finished. So you're doing these projections where you're going to end up, where you're going to end up, and you really don't know until you end up there. And so you're trying to do a new budget. And, of course, we looked at what I'm going to call zero-based budgeting, you know, where your revenues and outgoes come out to a net of zero. But we've missed it by $1 million the last 2 years, which is, I guess, a good thing. And, of course, the funny thing about that, you can always underestimate revenues purposely, perhaps. I'm not suggesting, I'm just saying it could be done, or overestimate expenses. And then when you have the big surplus, everybody applauds you, and like you've done a great job of management. Maybe you did, but you don't really know until you look at how those dollars are spent. You can also, you have the fear that once you put something in a budget that it may not be efficiency efficiently spent, because if there's money left over, that manager could be saying, well, we need to spend it or they're going to cut our budget next year. So you've got that working against you also. So you guys have a lot going on with the budget. What has confused me a little bit, and I won't be back for the next 9 months. I'll be doing Bible study fellowship on Monday night, so I won't be here. I'll look for you in mid-May. But when we start looking at what was done on the previous meeting and the previous packet, I know it's always a work in progress, but on the first page it says estimated ad valorem tax collection and proposed distribution. Mr. Moss did a great job of pointing out that 16% of the receipts, not counting interest and sinking, goes to two different funds. That I don't even know where those funds are. But that last column there, 2023, the total assessed valuation, that $2 million number does not tie back from what's up at the top. But that's just a clerical error because all the other numbers are right. But where you start, I don't say playing games, but what becomes confusing, it's not important for me to totally understand this budget, and I don't. But it is very important that you each understand it. And so if you don't, I can tell you to ask a lot of questions. For instance, since the last meeting when we had that previous packet, it looks like it's been lowered $900,000 on the general fund expenditures. Well, that's because $900,000 of the Arboretum moved over to another category, right, called tourism.
Correct.
So trying to follow the money has become very hard. And like I said, it's not important for me to understand all of it. I would love to. That's what I've done all my life, is crunch numbers. But it is important. So if you don't know, if I catch you on the street and ask a question, I hope you can answer it.
Thank you, Mr. Hall.
In fine detail. My time's up.
Thank you, sir.
I'll yield.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Anybody else? There being nobody else to speak, I'll close the public hearing at 7:12 p.m. Thank you. Item 9A is discussion and consider action on Ordinance 23-08, adopting the 23-24 annual budget. May I have a motion, please, to open this for discussion?
I'll make a motion to open.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, any updates or comments on item 9A?
Just a few, and you did get your revised packet, and you have your printed copy in front of you. Your revised budget last week, and you got your printed copy today. The local government code in the front page, and some of y'all called me about this, talks about raising new monies, and how does that transcend into me saying we're not raising taxes? And what you see that number representative of is new property values coming home. And so we are asking you to pass this budget at the no new tax rate. But at the same time, when you see that page in your first, second, or third one, I don't know exactly which one it is. I've got one here in front of me for the discussion. It would be what I would call page two. It talks about raising taxes 2.3%, and that's just new properties coming on board. And the reason why the first number doesn't equal the second number is there are properties in town that lost an exemption, whatever that was, through transition of ownership. And mm-hmm. Councilman Williams maybe could expand on that if he needs to. So that's why those numbers are there. The budget includes a 5% cost of living adjustment, $100 increase to dependent coverage. Capital outlay that you'll be approving is on page 84, 85, and 86. That has not changed other than the removal of a few items that have either been accomplished or taken off a street sweeper and going with a contract quarterly process. The fire pay raise, there's no increase in water and sewer charges, but there is an increase for the garbage rate, because that's a contractual thing we have with that. Those are my items of discussion for that. Then you also have item B, that you have to ratify the property tax revenue increase, and I explain that.
Okay.
Also in my discussion.
We can talk about that a little bit more in 9B. All right, Council, is there any discussion on this item?
First, I'd like to thank Brenda for your hard work in putting together a much larger and more informative budget. I do have a question or two. It seems, I mean, in comparing to the last one that we got, the numbers are a lot different. It appears that a lot of revenue has been transferred to various funds. So it's not quite as apparent as to what a surplus or reserve we might have, unless you go and analyze all these different funds that have been increased, some funds of which don't get used very often. But, you know, that being said, relative to the tax rate, the overall financial picture of the city of Woodway is still extraordinarily healthy. And it has substantial reserves. And I, as I've mentioned in meetings past, I think it would be an absolute no-brainer to look at a 35-cent rate as opposed to the 3.7, 3.701 rate. I think we could do far better than that, but I'm not going to be a pig at the trough.
I want to thank again Brenda for doing a great job and on the third budget. I'm sorry we're having to do so many. And of course mention our city manager for doing a great job last year for actually spending less money than he did the year before. I do have several questions, but before this was put together, Amin, did you meet with the budget director and city manager and kind of go over some of these numbers to see if they're kind of what you was thinking in line, or tell me that process?
No, I received the packet the same time everybody else did.
Okay, I'd like to recommend a new committee because I feel so bad. This is 2 years in a row now that the city had to really work hard in the last, weeks or so to get everything fairly close to right.
I think that's why they give it to us so early.
Well, but I'd like to propose a committee that would maybe be like a proposed budget committee made up, and I want to recommend a few people, myself, Mr. Keeston, and Mr. Williams, because we seem to understand the budgets pretty well. Of course, Dr. Abant understands them very well also. But I'd like to make it where maybe it wasn't as much having to go, wait a minute, this is not good enough. Can we do better here or there? So we don't have quite as much debate and a little more the committee helped with the layout and the understanding of this. There are some odd things that I had questioned. On page 93 in Job Family, we've got some positions that are exempt and non-exempt. And I was trying to figure out, is this possibly hourly rate versus salary, or what's the situation with the exempt and non-exempt?
The exempt status employees are those that are basically on a salary and you don't pay overtime to them. Non-exempt are basically hourly employees that once they hit, depending on what classification they are, because we have different classifications about when they hit overtime, or how they hit overtime for the work, or pay period, I would use the word as, that's what a non-exempt employee is.
I appreciate that. I kind of thought it might be, but I just wanted to make sure I understood that was correct. Also, I noticed in this for the pay raises, it went from 5%, COLA is still the same, 5%, but the merit, instead of being 3%, went to 2% to 4%. Can you expand a little bit on that?
To my knowledge, it's always been either zero if you don't score in the right score, or it's 2% or it's 4%. It's never been 3%, although we use the average of 3% to plan for the merit pay scale, either 2 or 4.
I think in this book it showed 5% merit and 3%. Make sure I'm correct, but yes, right here, 5% COLA, 3% merit. So it looks like
I think what Ms. Hernandez was telling you, she's calculating either the 2 and the 4 because previous councils told us not to budget for 4%, to take 3% so that it would address the employees getting 2 or 4, and that's how she printed it out. It's probably taking it right from Mr. Williams's, Mr. Klump's statement in his budgets. But it's not a 3%. It's either a zero if you don't, if you score minimums. You have to score average or above average to get either 2 or 4.
I still recommend flipping that to a 3% COLA, 5% merit. And the reason for that is our, it pushes our ranges up so much for the different jobs that we're, our ranges seems to be higher than some of the other cities when I was looking at some of the budget proposals from their situations.
I might add, you know, in conjunction with your other forms of compensation, for instance, the certificate education pay and the longevity pay, I think that would be, frankly, a good incentivized plan to do it that way.
Any other discussion?
Just like to point out, it looks like we have a little larger surplus than we thought before, which I'm pleased with that. Last year, we were talking about having a surplus, I think we, it was around $1 million. We came in with the first book a little under $1 million. Now it's a little over $1 million. That last year's rate was with the no new tax revenue, and we still came in with over $1 million in surplus. If we take, we talk about the different numbers that each cent represents. If we take $200,000 to give it a little bit of room and take 2 cents off of this rate, we're talking about pulling the budget back by about $400,000. We had $1 million worth of surplus. Between the surplus and all the extra reserves we have, I think we could still be comfortable with somewhere in that 35-cent range. It's up to y'all to discuss on that situation. I'm not planning to vote for the 37-37-01. I'll vote no on it. I'm interested in some type of reduction. Now, it's a negotiation, in my opinion, on that part. Oh, one more thing. I want to, again, tell city manager how much I appreciate what he did on the water rate. We got a zero increase on water rate. That's wonderful. And I think we might ought to reword, I mean, we might have to have it for the budget, but the 8.5% increase for the trash pickup, we have to have because of that. But I figured up on my trash pickup, it's like $1.77. So, I mean, for the citizens, maybe we ought to say $1.77 increase on the average to make them feel a little better versus going, oh my God, it's almost 10%. $20 and something is trash pickup. Just to try to take the sting out of that. That was my points.
Thank you. Ms. Hernandez, thank you to you and your crew. This budget is good. Well done. Thank you for including everything that the council requested, and thank you for the multiple edits. Really appreciate it. Council, I'll entertain a motion on adopting the 23-24 annual budget, and I believe we have to read this ordinance, don't we?
I make a motion that we adopt the 23-24 annual budget.
Second. Councilwoman, would you mind reading the ordinance, please? Just the bolded caption.
Now, is this including the tax rate? Is
that correct? No. We have a live, we have a live motion going.
Okay. Hold on. Ms. Barkley?
No, the mayor just usually reads the caption of the ordinance. She made the motion.
I made the motion. You read the caption.
Donna, do I read it before? I need to read it before or after?
Before you take the vote.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. So, Ms. Gilman, you moved at that story. Ms. Cook, you seconded. Okay. Ordinance 23-08, an ordinance adopting the budget for the City of Woodway, Texas for the fiscal year beginning on October 1st, 2023 and ending on September 30th, 2024, providing for a savings clause, declaring an effective date, and finding and determining that the meeting at which this ordinance is adopted, was noticed, and has been opened to the public as required by law. Sorry about that. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you,
Sure, it's not the tax rate that you're supposed to
have. We have a budget. Yeah,
that's
coming
10.
In.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Make sure.
Okay, thank you. We've adopted ordinance 23-08. It's been passed. All right, item 9B is discussion and consider action on ratification of the property tax revenue increase reflected in the budget. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Mr. City Manager, any further comment on 9B?
No, other than what I mentioned earlier about the new property tax coming on the tax rolls.
Okay. Council, any discussion?
And if this is number 10 in the public hearing part?
This is 9B.
Oh, 9B. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought we was on 10. No.
If there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on 9B, please.
I move that we ratify or approve the property tax rate revenue.
Not rate, revenue.
Say that again.
Not rate. Revenue.
All the revenue as reflected in the budget.
I'll second that.
So it's the 37-37-01?
No,
sir. No.
We're not what there. You're asking
no.
is no. that this budget raised more revenue from property taxes than last year's budget by amount of $155,912, which is 2.35% increase from last year's budget. That number represents new property coming onto the rolls. It's okay. Not calculated in any of the tax rate. Okay.
You moved?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I second.
Moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the property tax revenue increase is ratified. Thank you. Moving on to item 10, this is the public hearing on the proposed 2023 ad valorem tax rate. I will open the public hearing at 7:27 p.m. Is there anybody from the public who would like to address council on item number 10? If so, please come to the podium and limit your comments to 3 minutes, please. Yes, sir.
I'm Dwayne Moss, 802 Forest Oak Circle, and it's the council's decision what they do. But I go back to, I feel like that money that right now is going to that reserve account, if you decided to lower it, it's around $180,000 a point. There is a way to do that without adjusting anything else. But that's the council's decision. I appreciate the fact that you accepted the no new revenue rate, and I'm asking that be the rate we start with every year when you've got going on what you've got in the Woodway area. But there, this budget could handle that with a change in that percentage of what goes there, and that amount is up to you. That is, council is not bound by 2000 committee or council. That's all I'll say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Okay. There being nobody else to speak, I'll close the public hearing at 7:28 p.m. Thank you. Item number 11 is discussion and consider action on ordinance 23-09, adopting the 2023 ad valorem tax rate. Motion for discussion, please.
I'll make motion. I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, any further comments on number 11?
The proposed tax rate is the no-new tax rate at 0.373701. The maintenance operations component of this tax rate is 0.354911. The interest and sinking component of this tax rate is 0.018790. Part of the maintenance and operations tax rate also includes monies for capital street improvements at $0.045, and long-term capital projects of $0.015. You will also have to make a motion as for this agenda item, and you're going to have to stipulate a tax rate and a percentage as we've calculated back on 9B.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council, if you'll turn to page 28 in your packet. What you see there at the bottom is the staff recommendation is to adopt the ordinance, but there's also a certain way you have to say the motion when you go to move. So if it is your desire to move on this, just know that per the property tax code, we have to say it a certain way. So, and just to clarify, I have verified this multiple times, but adopting the no new revenue tax rate, as stated, does not increase taxes for our citizens. So I just wanted to be clear. Even though that wording says that, that's not the case. So
may I make a motion then?
Is there any discussion from council on this? Any discussion on the tax rate?
I would like to see a lower rate than the 37.3701. So that's my discussion.
Okay. One second, Mr. Keeston. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, sir.
I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.3500.
And then it'd be reduced.
Reduced.
Yeah, it would be reduced. Sorry.
I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please.
Well, in that case, we've got a problem with our wording, and I don't know the numbers that we would plug in there, or if Brenda does. But.
Do you have a number that goes along with the percentage that is going to have to be read into the record?
Yes. 0.35?
At 35 cents.
Okay, thank you very much. And should I read just the bold?
Just the bold.
Okay. This budget will raise less revenue from property taxes than last year's budget by an amount of -$275,368, which is a 4.14% decrease from last year's budget. The property tax revenue to be raised from new property added to the tax roll this year is $154,787.
Sorry, I misunderstood the question. So is he? I just need to read the rate, the differentiation between
them. Mr. Shaw, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you've got the numbers. The formula is the formula, right?
I think the way he said it was okay.
Sounded good to me.
I think the way he was saying it was okay because he changed the numbers.
Matches the format of
what he said. It matches the requirement.
That's what we need.
All right.
Okay.
The tax rate is 35 cents.
The rate. The
that's his. Change. That's his motion. Correct. That's what he's proposing.
Okay.
Mr. Keeston, would you mind just repeating it one more time?
The motion itself, or the motion and this.
The motion that you did the first time.
Oh, sorry. Sure. I move that the property tax rate be decreased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.3500, which is effectively.
He has to read this one, Mayor. I'm sorry. Okay. It's a procedural thing.
All right. Right. This budget will raise less revenue from property taxes than last year's budget by an amount of -$275,368, which is a -4.14% decrease from last year's budget. The property tax revenue to be raised from new property added to the tax roll this year is $154,787.
And I second it.
All right.
And for clarity, is that saying that the new tax rate is lower than last year?
Correct.
Correct.
Well, all of them would be, even the no new revenue would be less.
Okay. Just to clarify, Mr. Keeston has moved to adopt a different tax rate than the no new revenue. So just to confirm. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
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 All right. The nays have it, and the motion fails. I will now entertain another motion on this item, please.
I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.373701, which is effectively a 2.35% increase in the tax rate. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. It's been moved. It's been moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Are we okay?
Yes.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay.
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 Dr. Avent, did I capture an aye or a nay?
I abstain.
You abstain. Okay.
So. Mr. Shaw, you want to? Well, this vote has to pass by 60%. I hadn't anticipated a council member abstaining from the budget vote. Let me do some quick math. I don't. 4 out of 6 is 66 with one abstention.
Why don't we try one more vote on a different number?
It's passed.
What I would ask for is to maybe table this for a moment and let me do a little bit of looking, if that would be all right with you, Mayor.
I just want to be clear. It looks like we have 4 and 2. Is that 66%?
It is. I'm concerned about the abstention, and I'd like just a moment to verify that's okay.
That's okay. Take a moment. Let's take a minute. Dr. Avent, we're taking a moment because of your abstain to verify that that's okay.
Tell me that again.
We're taking a moment to verify what happens when you abstain on this vote.
Okay.
So it's just being recalculated. So just wait.
Would you hear a compromise motion between the two figures?
No, I think we're
all.
No,
it's already passed by the 60%. So we're.
Well, if it's passed, it's passed.
Yeah, that's my fault. Okay.
This may be a time to recess for 5-10 minutes.
Folks, let's take a recess for 5 minutes. Let's re-adjourn at 7:42, please. We're adjourned at 7:37.
No, not adjourned.
Not adjourned.
We're recessed. We're recessed. 5-minute recess. Sorry about the delay, folks. We will reconvene at 8:12 p.m. All right, we are still on item number 11. After consultation with our city attorney, it has been confirmed that we need a supermajority on this vote.
The statute requires 60% of the members of the governing body, which means for our 7-member body, 5 bodies.
So with Council Member Avant's abstention, that doesn't meet that minimum requirement. It throws a little bit of a redo into this. So what we're going to do is vote again.
Can I just ask a procedural thing for the record? How do we address what just occurred since we do action items and audio?
What do you mean in terms of the action?
On the minutes.
The vote failed.
Vote failed. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, can I propose a substitute motion?
Well, I need to know what to do with the, I guess the prior one is done. We can re-motion, we can remove.
So the options are to vote again and see whether a supermajority or a 60% majority can be obtained, or to set another time to reconvene on this issue. And it has to be in the next 7 days.
Dr. Avent, if you're, do you have a, go ahead and
a substitute motion.
Okay, go ahead and make that
all
motion.
All right, friends. Very candidly, I'm generally in favor of compromise, and And I was hoping for a motion of 0.36, but the appropriate percentage is not available from the tax office, Brenda tells me. So let me make a motion that the property tax be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.35, which is effectively a 4.14 decrease.
Is that the correct,
what
or is
failed
that
previously?
That motion failed already.
I'm sorry?
That motion failed already. You're reading a motion that's already been made and failed.
I'm sorry. That's the best substitute I can offer.
Dr. Event, respectfully, that motion has already been made and it didn't pass.
It's been made by whom?
That was
by
the group.
Mr. Keeston.
I made that motion and it did fail.
Yeah. So Mr. Event, just to clarify, would you like to make a substitute motion at this time?
Yes, that's what I was asking to do, is a substitute motion.
Okay. I want you to make your motion, but you need to make another motion because that one's already been made and failed.
So you want to
point of order. I'm sorry, I don't have another one to make.
Can I make a
point of order,
motion,
yes, sir,
please?
Yes, sir.
One moment, Councilmember Keeston. That motion can be voted on again. I mean, that's the process, is there is a vote until 5 agree or we set another date. That procedurally, that's allowed.
Okay. So, Mr. Avant can move forward with that motion.
Can I clear it up just a little bit?
All right. I can move forward with the same substitute motion that I just made. Is that
you
right?
You can move forward with that one. Yes.
All right. Good. All right. I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.35, which is effectively a 4.14 decrease.
It would read decreased instead of increased.
Mr. Avant, would you please say it'll decrease instead of increase?
No. It'll have, instead of increase, say decreased.
Okay.
All
right. Let me read. Did I say increase? Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. I move that the property tax rate be set at 0.35 by. I move that the property tax rate
be decreased.
0.35 be adopted, which is effectively a 4.14 decrease.
Okay, it's been moved.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay.
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 All right, the nays have it, and the motion fails.
May I make a motion?
I was about to say, I'll entertain another motion.
Okay. I'd like to move that the property tax rate be decreased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.36, which is, I don't know what the effective increase or decrease would be because we don't have those figures, but that is the rate that I would like to propose.
Councilmember, by statute under the tax code, we can't have a motion that doesn't have the requisites. And I'll read it. A motion to adopt an ordinance setting a tax rate that exceeds the no new revenue rate must be made in the following form. I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of, specify the tax rate, which is effectively a, insert percentage, by which the proposed tax rate exceeds the no new revenue tax rate, percent increase in the tax rate. And so there's
some language. All right, well then, does someone in this room have the capability to calculate that percentage?
I believe those numbers come from the county tax appraiser office. Is that where we can consult?
Okay. Can we then, with my motion, get that from the tax appraiser tomorrow?
So if there's no passage tonight, the next rule, I want to make sure I say this right. If the governing body does not vote on the proposed tax rate at the public hearing, which is tonight, the same night as the public hearing, the governing body shall announce at the public hearing the date, time, and place of the meeting at which it will vote on the proposed tax rate. The trouble here is that we've closed the public hearing and we can't announce a subsequent time, and it has to occur within 7 days of tonight.
Well, you have to provide how many hours? No, 72 hours.
It's a different rule. So the General Open Meetings Act rule is 72 hours. this is in conjunction with the tax code, which is an additional rule on top of the Open Meetings Act for purpose of this vote.
But how do we, this, there can't be a catch-22 here. There's got to be some remedy.
I believe the remedy is to discuss among yourselves until the vote moves.
All right. Well, how about this? How about this? I don't want us to get to a stalemate where we just keep going back and forth. Would you be amenable with the 37 cent tax rate, just a flat 37?
Okay. I would abstain.
No, right. Sir. No, we can't have the abstaining again.
He is constitutional.
Well,
he may abstain constitutionally.
He can abstain. If we have another vote that approves it.
If they'll go along with it, yes.
Yeah,
we'll all go along with it.
Well, and I'll, in disclosure to the council and to the public listening, the rule here is for a vote exceeding the no new tax rate. I have not had time to check to see whether there is an additional rule when it is at the no new tax rate.
Okay.
The time we're at. If you would allow me a recess to look that much longer, one extension and 4 out of 6 may be sufficient.
Can we jump to
But it's going to take me time to find out.
Can we jump to other things and come back to it?
Absolutely.
So why don't we get consent and whatever else we can get done out of the way?
I've got the wording right now. We can read it.
Well, hang on. I think
I
Mr. Shaw needs...
I want some more time before I say that's the rule.
All right. But, Council, if it's okay with you, let's move on to agenda items. I know there's folks here for the consent item.
Yes.
Mr. Shaw, would you give it all the speed you can?
Of course.
And then I appreciate it very much. Sorry for putting you in a tough spot.
I'll trust you to do well in my absence.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
The Senate is going to go quick.
All right, Council. We are moving. I'm so sorry about this, but we are moving to number 12 now. Discussion and consider action on Ordinance 23-10, amending Chapter 2, Administration. Section 2-5, classification and compensation plan adopted of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances. I don't know if I can talk about this without the prior one.
No problem.
I'm sorry about the way. Can we talk about item number 12 without having done item number 11?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, motion to discuss, please.
I'm making a motion to discuss.
Item number 12.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We have given you the compensation plan, which includes a 5% COLA and the upgrade to the fire pay, and have removed the team incentive program. Our survey that we did on a salary study was one Waco in comparison to police department only, because that seems to be who we compete with the most, although they're a bigger agency. We also surveyed Hewitt, Robinson, Sunnyvale, and Buda. And those are where the numbers came from in that classification. We're asking you to approve those changes.
Any discussion, Council, on this item? Thank you, Mr. Manager. Okay, there being no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on item number 12.
Trying to find the wording.
This is Ordinance 23-10.
Okay, so I move that we adopt Ordinance 23-10, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-5, Classification and Compensation Plan adopted of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. The ordinance reads this. An ordinance of the City of Woodway, Texas, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-5, Classification and Compensation Plan adopted of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances, providing a repealing clause, providing a savings clause, and determining that the meeting at which this ordinance is adopted was noticed and has been open to the public as required by law. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the ordinance is adopted. Thank you all. Item number 13, discussion and consider action on resolution R-23-15, amending the City of Woodway master fee schedule. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Mr. City Manager, your comments on number 13, please.
This item on page 50, it begins on page 51 in your packet, has some deletions and some increases in some items. Those items are basically The deletions had to do with an old alarm service that we used to provide. The increases are in some rentals at the pavilion, and instead of having a specific number for the programming at the family center, it has a range because not all of them required higher pay classification specialties. And so we broke it into a range instead of a specific number, and also to account for some security if we have to have security at those facilities or those programs.
Are we staying pretty booked up at the pavilion?
Until 2025.
I was thinking that was the case.
No, Saturday is available.
I mean, my opinion on it is if we don't do it, we're leaving money on the table. So, yes.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I have a question about the all-day rates for the pavilion currently right out of Arboretum and the hourly rates, actually. Is it possible to provide a slight discount for a Woodway resident for that purpose? I know you've done it on the next page here.
What page are you looking at, sir?
Oh, this is looks like page 115. Yeah.
Okay. Let me catch up with you because I'm in a different book.
Different format.
It's page 52 in my packet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. I have,
You know, for instance, if it was a local resident wanting to do that, could it be $3,500 instead of $4,000 or $2,500 instead of $3,000?
Whatever y'all recommend as a group, I'm fine with it. That's why we present it to you.
Should we go with something like a 10% discount for citizens? Would that be an easier way to do it?
Something wants to tell me I thought there was a discount for
it. We used to have it for the Family Fund Center for citizens. And it makes sense because the citizens are paying taxes for it.
Sure.
I mean, but at the same time, I agree with, you know, if we're being booked up, we're leaving money on the table.
Are we lacking in activity there? Well, now, we need to be doing something interest, or?
No, the question was whether or not to give Woodway residents a discount.
Why would we do that if we're book solid? And
just to, I'm guessing to show, you know, a discount to the
taxpayers paying taxes where the outside people are not paying taxes.
Yeah, it's the same price.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, they end up paying the same price. It's customary to offer your residents some type of a discount.
What's the customary size?
It depends on the community.
I mean, yeah. 10%?
It could be 10%. It could just be a flat fee. But, yeah, it depends on the community and what they decide is equitable. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely customary, especially when you're talking about a high-dollar item like that. Because mm-hmm. people feel like, well, you know, I pay property taxes and,
I would support that.
Now, I'm not saying every community does that.
It's a $10. It's a $10 difference to rent the pavilions at parks, and the gazebos and the gazebo at Pope Park between a Woodway resident and a non-Woodway resident.
That's kind of small dollar stuff on those items.
What percentage is that?
So 50 to 60
percent.
Well. No, $50 for Woodway residents, $60 for non-voter residents for the pavilions at the parks. So, and then
that's about 15%.
17%.
Yeah.
And then gazebo at Pope Park is 25 for Woodway residents and 35 for non-Woodway residents.
Would it put much of a bind, Mr. Manager, if we gave a flat 10% discount on all our...
We will do whatever Council asks us to do.
Okay.
Or not
one,
directs us to do.
I know.
Yeah, on a larger ticket item, 10% might be more appropriate.
Let's do 10% on the rental at the pavilion. That seems to be the biggest ticket item.
I'm okay with that
discount. It's pretty sizable.
That's a very sizable discount for.
All right. I'm gonna make a motion on this, just to, if everybody's okay with that.
Yeah.
I move we adopt resolution R-23-15, amending the City of Woodway master fee schedule, and to include a 10% rental fee discount to Woodway residents with proof of a water bill or something, you know, just to prove citizen. And, 10% on the pavilion rental.
I'll second that.
At the Arboretum.
Second.
Just the pavilion at the Arboretum. That's the biggest ticket item. It's been moved and seconded. Do you have what you need, Ms. Barkley? I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you all. Moving on to the consent agenda. This is a list of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Mr. City Manager, any comment on the consent agenda before we vote on it?
Thank you, Mayor. Just to go over three items, C, D, and E, these are all special use permits. Notification letters went out. I'll take C as in Charles first. Ms. Rogers is reapplying for her private swimming lessons at 13749 Harbor. We did not receive any responses for or against it. Item D is in David is Ms. Jana Beatty, wanting to do an image consulting business at 8256 Mosswood. This is also a renewal. And Mr. Pachola, I do see him here. He is doing a renewal for firearm sales and firearm transfers at 317 Harvey Drive. Those are all my comments, sir.
Mr. Manager, thank you. Council, you have the consent agenda before you. Those are items 14A through E. Are there any items that you would like pulled for separate discussion?
No.
All right, that being the case, I will entertain a motion on item number 14A through E, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent.
Oh, second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. The consent, I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as stated. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Mr. Ochoa. You're welcome to stay if you'd like, or I know you've waited a long time.
They'll want to know hello.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being here, sir. Item number 16, City Manager's Report. Mr. Manager?
No report.
Thank you, sir.
Can I ask about the whale situation? How close?
I know we were testing it. We're talking about the Bosque whale. I have to answer. We are testing it. We're waiting for our third test result to come back to put it online. And we hope to have it back online tomorrow.
So we won't be pumping out any more water in the street?
We weren't pumping out any after draining today, to my knowledge.
Any other questions for the manager? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Manager, for that update. Number 17 are the City Council reports. These are briefings or updates that can be provided by the City Council Committee and liaison assignments. Anybody have any updates for us?
I don't have an update per se, but it does pertain to P&Z, on which I am a liaison. And that is a letter that I've given to our city manager and city attorney. I'd like it to be included for review and discussion at our next city council meeting. And it pertains specifically to approval of, or dismissal of, the necessity to have a homeowners association for Starlight Estates.
Okay, sir. So you're requesting that to be on the agenda for next time?
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Manager, if you could include that.
We're working on it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Just waiting on city attorney.
All right, well, I'm going to close item number 17. And I guess we're going to take another recess. Recess at 8:33. Thank you. Oh, real quick, council members, just to avoid an open meetings violation, no more than four members in a room during the recess. So, excuse me, no more than three. So if you're milling around, please find a different area to go to. Thank you. Council, we're ready to reconvene. I'm reconvening the meeting at 8:50 p.m. All right, our last agenda item, we're still on item 11. So I'm going to ask our city attorney to give us an update on where we are with number 11, please.
Sure. Mayor and council and members of the listening public, you've stuck with us this long. Want to let you know first, thanks for giving me the opportunity to look and then look again. This is obviously very important to our city. I live here. I pay these rates. Mm-hmm. It matters to me that we get it right and that we fund the projects that need funding. Looked back, the rule requiring 60% of the governing body to vote in one direction applies when the vote is for a rate exceeding the no new revenue rate, not for putting the rate at or below the no new revenue rate. And so in my looking these two times, what I see is that the simple majority or the quorum majority of 4-2 with one abstention is a vote that passes the rate at the no new revenue rate. Now the only thing is that has to be a record vote. So we need to get the council members' votes and abstentions on the record to get this, to accomplish this.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Shaw. I'll now call for the vote in record format. When you hear your name, please say aye or nay. Gilman.
Aye.
Cook.
Aye.
Williams.
Aye.
Corzal. Aye. Russell.
Nay.
Avant.
Abstain, as before.
Keyston.
Nay.
The ayes have it, and the tax rate is set at the no revenue tax rate. Thank you all. Item number 17 is consider action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
So move. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned at 8:52.
And we carry it into the next day.